I spent my entire life searching for something I could feel passionate about, but one thing I've loved since the beginning is storytelling. Stories offer the mind an escape, something I've always craved. I've especially fallen in love with the marriage between storytelling and art that is animation. I drew a lot when I was younger, but later lost some of the joy I found in it. That is until I picked it up again 2 years ago. After a really stressful year, I found drawing helped me to cope with the stresses of moving across the country. I enjoy other types of films as well. A good film stimulates the senses, and it makes the audience feel something. There aren't many ways to make an entire theater cry or laugh, but the best films do just that. When talking about art, I like to pull inspiration from my experiences and my everyday life. Whether it be an interesting person I meet or a funny situation I'm in, I love when my real life inspires me, because that makes my work that much more meaningful to me. I also think art is something that should be shared. It's a visual language. My experiences should be felt by those that see my art. I want to evoke emotion and curiosity in a person. Art is my way of communicating. It's a universal telephone. I believe in visual art. I'm able to tell stories through my artwork. It's the method by which I've learned to speak. It's a safe space where I can express myself or how I'm feeling, and I think that can be a really powerful tool. I believe that that ability to show yourself in such a raw way is one of the most liberating things. With color, texture, and line, I'm able to show how I'm feeling without words. Art helps me to relax and take my mind off of stressful things. Makes it easy to take a break and focus on somewhat of a mindless task. Expressing emotion is difficult, and made even more difficult through storytelling. Even though a story may be fictional, there continues to be the portrayal of emotions as we relate to them. The story is made that much better because we perceive the emotion as being tangible. The author is conveying an emotion, whether it be real or fictional. The readers or viewers still feel and understand. I believe in the importance of letting yourself out of the cage, in an effective way, of course. We've all been angry in the past, and being able to let go of those semi-processed emotions is the key to moving on to greater things. It's also important that we do this in a healthy way. Sometimes it can be difficult to control our emotions, and letting them go in such a way that is aggressive can leave us with regrets. I believe in the power of art and storytelling, allowing us to express ourselves in a healthy and productive way so that we may grow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.